is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what happened in the cattle markets?
A disappointment returned to our cattle complexes. We traded lower today and closed lower. We saw mainly technical selling and profit taking the weight on the market, which we have seen this live cattle and feeder cattle market get once again up to some technical areas that we either got to be able to jump through them to the upside, or we're going to see a correction to downside, and we definitely corrected today. And we did see choice box beef at mid-morning, $1.07 higher, selects up 64 cents. We saw a fantastic movement of 156 lows, and that's made cattle kills today of 106,000 head. Other than that, no fresh news in our livestock market. June cattle closed $1.22 lower. August cattle down 97 cents. May feeders down 87. August feeders down $1.37. And June hogs made another new high for the current move, closing $1.30 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The buzz of cicadas fills the air. Heat waves shimmer off the hay fields. And you know it's time to bale hay. You need a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time, giving you years of trouble-free service. That hay trailer is the legendary Red Rhino by GoBob Pipe and Steel. GoBob offers the Red Rhino in both bumper pole and gooseneck versions. Red Rhino hay trailers can handle from 5 bales up to 14 bales in both inline and double-wide models. Red Rhino is only available from GoBob Pipe and Steel or authorized GoBob dealers. Red Rhino, known to be the heaviest hay trailers made. Red Rhino, known to have the highest resale value. Red Rhino, the best hay trailers built, period. Don't go through this hay season without a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time. Don't go through this hay season without a Red Rhino. Only available at GoBob Pipe and Steel. See all the Red Rhino hay trailers and video demonstration now at GoBob.com. Act now while preseason sale prices are still in effect.
When you go Bob, you go quality. GoBob Pipe and Steel.
Tom, what's bringing some strength to the wheat market?
Well, Leslie, it was really nice today to see our wheat market have double-digit gains, both in Kansas City and Chicago, and our corn market closed positive for second day in a row. The wheat got strength from technical buying as we saw new contract lows made yesterday. We also saw the first leg of the Kansas wheat tour come in with a lower number than expected, lowest they'd seen on that leg of the tour since 2001. We also are seeing today Oklahoma estimating their wheat production at 111.7 million bushels. So it's time for the wheat to see a bounce. We saw it today on the close. July Kansas City up 13 1/4. September Kansas City wheat up 12 3/4. July Chicago wheat up 12 3/4. July corn closed 4 cents higher. December corn up 3.5. July soybeans down 2 1/4. November beans up 1.5 cents. And July cotton 89 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.